Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Kasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to the Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Today, our guest is Stephanie Berwick. Stephanie, let us know where you live and what you do.
Sure. So I actually started a little dessert company called Pos Desserts, and we make a very innovative product that is really delicious, and it's chocolate ravioli. Most of the time when I say chocolate ravioli, people think different things. They're not sure what it is, but then they taste it and their minds are blown. So really, chocolate ravioli is a ravioli, but it's a chocolate dough. And in the filling, we use different sweet, you know, preserves like strawberries or peanut butter or cream cheese that's sweetened. And so they just have a really unique flavor profile and texture profile. Yeah. And we've been in business for about a year.
Awesome. It looks really delicious. I can see this, like on Thank your you. Website, pictures.
I hope you get to try some soon.
Pictures on. Yeah, sure. Why not? Awesome. So get me a little bit about your audience. Yeah. Who is your segmented audience who will be going to buy these things?
Yeah. So since we launched, you know, I do come from a corporate background in accounting and finance and technology. So I'm very honed in on the customer base and the data, you know, behind who's actually interested in our product. And typically what I find is direct to consumer through our website. We do a lot of sales to, you know, it's a luxury type of dessert. So typically high end, you know, high income, double income type, you know, residential homes and families, and typically some of the younger crowd as well that is, you know, just looking to kind of balance their, you know, current diets that are healthy with a little bit of sweetness. And, you know, we keep our nutrition really on par with that kind of healthy lifestyle, not a ton of sugar, but it is a dessert. You know, it's something that you can indulge in, you know, but in small portions. So that's typically who we're looking at, you know, purchasing through our website. And then we sell wholesale to typically high-end, you know, type retailers like Whole Foods and Butterfield Markets in New York City. So folks that are definitely, you know, interested in those types of retailers.
Makes sense. So how you're marketing your products? You are using social media, or there are some other mediums as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I think everyone needs to have social media as a marketing channel these days. When I grew up, I won't share my age, but we didn't have that as a channel. So it's newer to me in terms of not just being a consumer on socials, but more a promoter. And so I have some folks on my team that really know, you know, how to be effective on social media and make really great, you know, posts that are intriguing and, you know, speak to the audience that we talked about. So definitely social media. I lean towards Facebook and Instagram, which might make me a little bit different than some of the younger folks, but that's where my audience is. And we're starting to explore TikTok as well. I'm a little shy on camera, so, you know, we kind of need to figure out how to keep me off camera a little bit and leverage other folks that like to do that a little bit more, while also, you know, pushing the obviously the luxurious chocolate ravioli themselves, and they photograph really well. So it's great to use social media for that. And, you know, we have our website, of course. We do lots of the technical background of SEO and SEM, and then everything else is really just be around pop-up markets, right? Get folks coming to taste them and, you know, push them to the retailers that are holding our inventory for them to sell off the shelf. And then we also look at food service. Chefs love our product because they're completely ready to serve, you know, out of the freezer, a little bit of, you know, warming up, and they're ready to plate. So really great for chefs, you know, convenience wise.
Mm-hmm. That is awesome. So how did you come to recognize the gap in the market you could fill in with this product?
Yeah, the story is really fun and whimsical, if you will. The whole, you know, kind of diving into chocolate ravioli started with a cooking competition. I used to do them a lot more often than I do now, especially since pandemic. But back in 2012, I was awarded with a slot into the World Food Championships in Vegas at the time. I think they've moved since then, but we got in 2 years in a row, in fact. And the first year we had a pasta theme and we have to do multiple dishes. So one of my dishes was savory. And then I wanted something really innovative for the sweet, you know, kind of different type of dish for pasta and kind of crowdsourcing, you know, asked friends and family, what can we do? You know, and then I had a dish in Italy that was a dessert pasta. And so we came up, you know, long story short, with the chocolate ravioli. And it was actually one of the variations of one of the SKUs I have today, which is the peppermint. But we called it strawberry peppermint ravioli back then and did okay. You know, it was, we placed well with that dish. And then just fast forward, I think this could be a business, you know, I said one day. So we started looking into that and seeing, you know, what the market would tell us and testing it out with friends, family, and then strangers. And that's how it all came to be.
It's completely makes sense. So what are the biggest challenges you have faced in this world, New York, or maybe you are facing at this time? So.
Yeah. So being an innovative product, right? It's great. You obviously want to be unique and stand out in the market, but it's a double-edged sword for sure, because, you know, as we kind of started this off, what is chocolate ravioli? So it's a lot of consumer education. And to do that, you know, when you're in the freezer section of a retailer behind a glass pane that's usually frosted, it's tough to stand out, you know, on the shelf. And so it's a lot of, like you said, social media work, marketing in general, and making sure that we're getting the flavors, you know, kind of in people's hands and letting them taste them to drive sales. So that's one of the biggest challenges that we will face and continue to face until it's almost not an innovative product any longer, right? And it becomes a little bit more streamlined.
Yeah, completely makes sense. So how do you differentiate your product from the others in the market?
Yeah, so someone asked me this morning, who are your competitors? And the answer, unfortunately, is all desserts, you know, and then you can break that down further, right? So it depends on if we're in a retail store, our competitors are really the frozen desserts in that section. So how do we stand out? Literally, that's one of the easier parts is we are innovative. Nobody else is doing chocolate ravioli, at least right now. And once that happens and someone copies me, I'll be very flattered. But when it comes to food service, right, a little bit of a different problem to tackle and different messaging, it really is educating the chefs, educating the catering companies on how to sell, how to make sure that, you know, you're providing something innovative on the menu, but also intriguing the customer to go order that. And, you know, versus just your traditional common desserts that they're typically used to. So it's a little bit of a different kind of marketing aspect and messaging when we look at food service versus retail. But really, the product itself differentiates itself, which is great. So, yeah.
Yeah, obviously. So let me know, like, what are your growth and expansion plans in maybe next 3 to 6 months?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we officially launched a year ago, but I kind of use August of 2023 as, you know, our real start date of getting traction. We got our first retailer, grocery store at that time. And then we focused on a lot of direct to consumer in the holiday season through 2023. And then turned our sales plan really 100% to wholesale in January of this year for the remainder of, you know, the foreseeable future. And so what that means is, you know, getting into more wholesale accounts between both channels, food service and retail. We are pitching Sysco, the largest food distributor, in April. So that is one of our big plans, is to, you know, just scale upwards from kind of the smaller New York City region and, you know, smaller independent shops into the more of the national scene. And so that'll mean a lot of operational components that need to be put in place. We self-manufacture today We'll continue to self-manufacture is the plan, because most of the co-manufacturers that make ravioli don't work with cocoa, so, you know, or chocolate. And so I think we'll have a challenge finding, you know, kind of an aligned co-man. So that's kind of the plan, is to scale upwards, obviously, in terms of footprint and getting ravioli into everyone's, you know, onto everyone's plate. But also the back end of it is making sure that we have really great distribution and really great manufacturing, and our product, you know, never changes from a quality perspective. And so I want to maintain kind of that operational hold to keep that quality assurance alive.
Yeah, so that is great. But I was just thinking, like, I was looking into your products. I was thinking if there are some videos, you know, in fact, videos demonstrate the deliciousness of the product, how delicious it is.
Need more of that. Yeah, we need more user-generated content, right? UGC is the name of the game. So I love some of the automation I have set up, you know, along with some of my team. If you order online from our website, you actually get a video email along with a series of other emails on how to heat and serve, you know, the ravioli, because it is a new product and not everyone knows what to do. I get the question of, do I boil these? No, please don't boil these. You know, they are really a baked good almost, but they have this ravioli kind of, you know, theme to them. But, you know, it's always about that consumer education. So videos definitely is really helpful for people to understand what it is and how delicious it is, and also how to serve it the proper way.
Awesome. So have you ever tried reviews, like live reviews, where you are giving your product to the people, maybe in the street, on the road, and they just taste it, and you capture their real-time reviews, like face gestures, sort of like that. Mm-hmm. Have you ever done that?
We've done a couple of those, but admittedly could do a lot more for sure. We typically will sign up to do demos and sampling at, you know, really any kind of, like, especially local to New York City, food hacks, or, you know, panels where they have folks like myself and other vendors that, you know, want to showcase their product and have that opportunity to do so with that audience. And so we did a couple of those, you know, you just tasted our ravioli, you had a reaction, can I get you on video now? You know, and so we try to do them. We try to do them immediately at the first, you know, point of someone tasting, but we always have to ask permission. So want to be, you know, respectful. And, you know, we have a few of those on our website. We've used those in marketing materials, but certainly we could do more of that for sure.
Yeah, obviously.
Me, it's like, I want to make sure I'm educating what they're eating, and then who's going to take the video? Literally.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, when you were going to do TikTok at that time, obviously you will be going to do all these things. So that's good. So let me know, what advice would you give to someone who is thinking to start a business, like any sort of business, because your viewership is mostly entrepreneurs. So what would be your biggest piece of advice?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, number one is just go for it. You know, like, never going to be ready. It's almost like, I mean, it's almost like having a baby, right? Everyone tells you, you're never going to be ready. You just do it, you know, and you'll learn along the way. But, you know, that is risky, of course. And so coming from a little bit of history, I left a 20-year career in fintech and accounting finance first, and then moved into technology. And I literally just left that career in January, only 2 months ago. So I started this business while I was still working and juggling both. I do recommend that just from a stability perspective, if you have to pay your bills, you know, it's helpful to have a little bit of that foundation and stability behind you, but then just go for it. And also take up mentoring, right? Anywhere you can find someone to help mentor you, or take a course or an accelerator. You know, I did so basically in the fall last year. I took a retail ready course, and not coming from this food and beverage industry, it was very helpful to understand even just some of the lingo, some of the acronyms, right? Slotting fees, all of the things that you're going to need to know if you don't have that historical background and experience in a new industry. So take a course, get mentors, and just go for it, you know, set it up, start somewhere.
Awesome. That is awesome. But this is something surprising that you left fintech when, like, this is the time of its peak, I believe, at this time. Fintech is going really good.
It is. How do I put this? After, a long time, right, in one industry, especially technology, and this is very personal to me, I certainly don't expect everyone to feel the same way. But I was not as inspired as I used to be with technology in general. And, maybe that has something to do with when I came up, usually, I mean, generally about 10 years ago, just a lot of newer, faster way of coding, right? No code, low code things were happening, and you could build applications much faster and it was exciting. And now AI is exciting. And again, personally, I just don't know if I want to dive into that. That's not inspiring me. And I've done my time, a long time in that space. And this new industry has been calling me for quite some time as well. Ultimately, my husband and I want to open a restaurant. And so getting into food and beverage or food is kind of the first step for us. And this has been just so much fun as well. So it's very new to me and I'm learning every day. And I'm very humbled to kind of start a new career in, as a secondary career from what I've accomplished before.
Well, we wish you best of luck. You are doing awesome. And would you please let people know how they can reach you? Maybe if you can share the website address and some social media handles.
Yeah, absolutely. So website is pastazerts.com, PASTAZERTS. And that is really our handle for all social medias at Pastazerts. If we can put it in the chat, maybe that would be great. So you can find us obviously on our website. Our website will lead you to our socials, or just go right to Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. And it's all at Pastazerts.
So nice of you, Stephanie. It was really nice to talk to you, and I got a lot of motivation as well because I'm also working in tech. So yeah, well,
Yeah,
thank you,
try chocolate
Stephanie.
ravioli. Try a new dessert, in general. There's a lot of
Yeah,
us
sure.
being innovative in this industry, and you don't have to just eat, the plain old eclair anymore.
All right. Thank you, Stephanie. Thanks for appearing
Thank
today.
you.
Have a good day.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Bye.